This is the translation of the message delivered during the morning service on May 10th, 2020. The message title is Let Us Touch the Love. The scripture passage is the book of John, chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. The message was delivered by Pastor Kim Chan Jong. We are living our life today under the spread of a pandemic, COVID-19, in a way we have never experienced before. All of our activities are restricted, and we can no longer gather together. What we took for granted in the past is no longer normal after a certain moment. We remember how rich our days were only 3 months ago. And we are currently living days of endurance. When is this situation going to change? It is difficult to see when this will end, and we are getting more irritated day after day. How should we as Christians take the current situation? We enjoy God in good times, but when we go through bad times, do we not think whether or not God is cold-hearted in reality? Never, God says to us clearly. Let us turn to John chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Is God cold-hearted, and does he leave us alone? No, says God's word very clearly. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son. God loves this world and us. How does God show us his love? As we read in the Word, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son. God showed his love by giving his one and only Son for us. 1 John chapter 4, verse 10 says, "This is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins." God loves us, and he gave Jesus Christ for us. We can easily become pessimistic at the time like this, but let us remember, God has not changed, and he has been always loving us. This love is not only by word. In fact, Jesus was given to us, and he is given to us even today. This is why we should remember this good news given to us. Jesus is given to me. This is the gospel that changes our life. As the virus has been spreading widely, we are trying to avoid every means of contact. We live our life avoiding to meet others or avoiding to touch things. I suppose this is the first time for all of us to live our life being conscious so much about not touching people or things around us. Since now we have to be careful not to touch anything or anyone, there is something that we need to touch more. That is Jesus Christ, who has been given us as God's love. In the Bible, there is a story about a woman who was suffering from bleeding for 12 years. When she heard about Lord Jesus as God's love to mankind, she was convinced, according to Matthew chapter 9, verse 21. She said, "If I only touch his cloak, I will be healed." We should touch Jesus with the same assurance. All those who are here this morning and those who are with us in one heart through internet live distribution, we are gathering, wanting to touch Lord Jesus now at this moment. I do not have a hope, but there is a hope in Jesus. That is what we think and wish, and we are gathering before God. While the virus rages, our hope is in Jesus Christ. There is something growing in the mind of everyone around the world. That is a fear or a terror. A fear is brought into our heart by hearing growing number of bad news day after day or wrong information. In addition, as we wonder, what should I do if I get infected? Or what would others say if I get infected? Those worries also enhance our fear. God knows we fear, and He repeatedly tells us in the Bible not to fear. We all know that, but we cannot help but fear. And God knows that, and He did not say just do not be afraid. He knows we are easily afraid. That is why He says in Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." God knows that we are easily terrified. He knows we are weak and we want to escape. What has God decided then? He decided to be with us. "I'm with you," He says. John chapter 3, verse 13 says, "No one has ever gone into heaven except the one who came from heaven, the Son of Man." So God decided to send His one and only Son to be with us. In this month of May, we can see a bright star that appears in the west part of the sky right after the sunset. It is Venus. Venus appears at sunset, and it is called the bright evening star. When the sun sets and the dark night is about to come, I feel like being strengthened by watching this shining star. We soon will not be able to see it, but that is not the end. After some time, we will see it again. But this time, we will not see it at sunset, but it will shine before the dawn. Before the sun rises, Venus arises to tell us the dawn is near. That's why Venus in that season is called the bright morning star. In the Bible, Jesus introduced Himself as the bright morning star. In Revelation chapter 22, verse 16, He says, "I, Jesus, have sent my angel to give you this testimony for the churches. I am the root and offspring of David and the bright morning star." Just before the dawn, while it is still dark, the morning star rises in the sky to tell us the dawn is coming. We are in the midst of darkness right now, but Jesus is with us so that we are not afraid. In the darkness, Jesus Our morning star speaks to us. The dawn is near. There is no night that does not pass. Let us walk with a hope in Jesus. Virus is not the only one that we fight against. We now fight against the human evil that comes from our inner being to undermine our soul. Mark chapter 7, verses 20 through 23 says, Jesus went on, what comes out of a person is what defiles them. For it is from within, out of a person's heart, that evil thoughts come. Sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, lewdness, envy, slander, arrogance, and folly. All these evils come from inside and defile a person. The coronavirus, which we are fighting against today, is highly infectious. Human evils that come from inside are also infectious. Preventive measures for infection are critical issues for us today. But protecting ourselves from the evils that destroy our souls is an ever-realistic and familiar issue for us now. The current coronavirus spreads through contacts and droplets. This is why we try to avoid contacting people or things. We try our best, but we have no perfect assurance that we do not come in contact with the virus. So to minimize the possibility to introduce the virus in our body, we disinfect things around us, wash our hands, and wear a mask. Similarly, we must avoid the contact with the human evils that attempt to destroy our soul. And we must cleanse our heart, just like washing our hands. But there is a problem here, because the human evil is not coming from outside. It exists inside us, and it comes from inside. We want to avoid it, but it shows up. We want to wash it away, but it persistently stays on us. On top of that, this evil is poisonous, like the virus, and it undermines our soul to lead it to destruction. But God tells us in John chapter 3, verse 17, for God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. God's Son was given to us so that we might be saved by Jesus from destruction by our evils. Jesus was blameless, but he put on him all the evil debts within us. He was mocked, spitted, scolded, and crucified to save us who had been at a loss. God's desire is not to judge us who have evil hearts. It is opposite. He desires us who suffers from evil to be saved by Jesus. We are not expected to find a solution for our evils on our own power. We are asked to open our hearts honestly before Jesus and to receive his salvation. At this moment right now, Lord's salvation is being offered to us. Not judgment, but salvation. This is priceless grace. This is why we should receive it with gratitude. Let us look up to Jesus, who was crucified for us. Those who look up to him will live. God did not desire us to be destroyed, but to live. He opened not the path to destruction, but the path to salvation. There is something more than that. In 2 Corinthians 5, verse 19, God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. God reconciled us to him through crucifixion of Jesus. He did not count our sins against us. He committed to us to speak his reconciliation message to others. God not only saved us from the life that was missing the point, but gave us a mission to speak the word of reconciliation. Speaking about the word of reconciliation, I have one very memorable experience in my life. It was during the Koinonia 2016 event for teens. Koinonia 2016 was a six-day program which gathered in Japan over 100 young people of Megumi Church and Tebon Church in Seoul, Korea. During the great six-day program of fellowship, there was a three-day camp in Gunma Prefecture. We began to prepare the program much early, being led by Koinonia Committee and the teachers of teens, by closely communicating with Tebon Church. But when we received the students from Tebon Church and went to the camp, things did not go as we planned, and often we had to adjust our program as needed. During the meeting of the teachers on the first night at the camp, although we well prepared the program of the next day in advance, a proposal was raised or made to change it. A discussion followed in different directions, and we were very tired as it was late at night. We did not have a clear mind, and we were frustrated as the discussion did not seem to converge. We were at a loss because we did not know how to handle the difference in cultures and the difference in ways to proceed between the two countries. It was that moment Elder Jinsung Kim of Tebon Church spoke a word that warmed the hearts of all who were there and helped all to be united in one. Elder Kim said, "This camp was planned under the leadership of Megumi Church. We respect the way of Megumi Church, and we will follow what Megumi Church has decided." So he was saying that even if it was not in line with Tebon Church's way, they would trust that of Megumi Church, and that was fine with them. This word of Elder Kim all of a sudden melted the cold atmosphere of the meeting and revived the spirit of mutual trust and respect among us. Today, our world is filled with the words of division. Some says, "Oh, this situation was brought by so-and-so." Or others would say, "So-and-so does such a thing under the circumstance," to blame each other. The world is filled with words to divide people from people, a country from a country. This is not something far from us. It is also my own story. I also speak a word of division myself. What would God think of me when he sees that I spoke a word of division? I do not know all, but I know some for sure. God deserves to judge me by saying all those were caused by me. He can do so, but he does not. Today, God tells us to live in salvation brought by crucifixion and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And he desires not to be divided from us, but to be reconciled. In addition, he says he commissions us his word of reconciliation. The time for endurance will continue longer. It will not be easy. Because the time is such as this, what is most important for us is becoming clearer. That is Jesus Christ, whom God gave us because he loves us. Because Jesus lives now, we can see tomorrow with no fear. Because Jesus died for me, for us, we do not suffer from guilt, but walk with hope. Jesus destroyed the wall which separated us from God and brought reconciliation. And now we are commissioned, not the judgment, but the word of reconciliation as blessings. Let us touch Jesus Christ, who is the love from God. We cannot touch each other now, but Jesus strengthens us. Let us live with a hope. The dawn will come for sure.